a better person than I knew I was.
Hey, the Up North Podcast sounds like it should be some kind of big deal production with a staff of minions and interns and some really, really misguided groupies. But it's not. This is basically a coffee clatch put together by the three of us who each have day jobs we would love you to support. And since Kristen is off this week, I'm going to tell you about her part. As Goes Wisconsin produces social media videos that combine all things Wisconsin. It could be history, sports, politics. She breaks it down with a comedic twist in videos that are 60 seconds or less. So it doesn't matter if you're on the face page, the Insta, whatever, the Twitter machine, TikTok, just search for As Goes Wisconsin and you'll find what Kristen's doing. And we're going to tell you about her latest video in just a minute. But first, Kirk's going to tell us about his day job.
Yeah. So obviously I own the Monaco Brewing Company, and the Monaco Brewing Company's Super PAC. 5% of all the profits from my beer and merch go to the Super PAC, which is dark money meant for good. This week, I want to focus on our party coming up. We talked a little about it at the top of the show, but I want to promote the second leg of the Inoculation Emancipation Tour happening at Funk's Pub in Fitchburg this Saturday, June 12th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. This event celebrates the freedom we gain when we get vaccinated, with a day-long live music and beer celebration without masks and a wonderful feeling that you're in a very COVID-safe place. Those that aren't vaxxed are invited to come to the separate shot and a beer tent, where nurses from the Dane County Public Health Department will be providing one-and-done Johnson & Johnson shots, and every participant can get a free beer to wash that Fauci ouchie away. So tickets cost $15 ahead of time and $20 at the door, and you can buy tickets now by going to Eventbrite and searching on Inoculation Emancipation. I'm pretty sure that's the only name of a party happening in the next few days. You'll find it.
It's just nothing short of genius. Now, and again, I'm Pat Kreitler, here to remind you that the Up North Podcast is an independent endeavor, not part of Up North News, the similarly named but unaffiliated newsroom that I operate, along with a team of reporters and support staff and storytellers like Kristen. You can sign up for the daily newsletter that I assemble every weekday morning by visiting our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and clicking newsletter up in the top banner. We also want to thank Devil Radio, News Talk 92.7, where we air live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And be sure to download the Devil Radio app. You can listen to the station live, on the go, get shows on demand, and more. And you can maybe send us an email, too, if you want, info@upnorthpodcast.com. Now, a little earlier, we talked about the new projection that the state budget would have a significant surplus. And we know Republican lawmakers would rather set it on fire than use it for schools and roads and other services. There is one thing they are willing to spend the money on, and that would be more tax breaks for businesses. But Wisconsin taxpayers have already sent almost a couple billion dollars away from schools and roads and services and to businesses in a massive tax break that surprisingly does not require any proof of job creation. Kristen put together a report this week for Up North News about it, talking to Tamarine Cornelius of Kids Forward, and let's hear what she had to say.
We keep hearing the debate about ending some people's government handouts. But for all the time state lawmakers are saying no to more support, there's one big handout they just can't quit. It's a tax break that goes to some of the wealthiest people in Wisconsin, and they get it by just owning a certain type of business.
The manufacturing agriculture credit is a tax credit that means that manufacturers and some other businesses pay either nothing in income taxes or next to nothing in income taxes.
The manufacturing and agriculture tax credit costs Wisconsin taxpayers nearly $400 million a year. That's money that could go to schools or roads or broadband, but instead is going to people who may or may not be job creators.
They're getting all this money. They're basically paying nothing in income taxes, but there has to be some kind of like qualifications beyond just being a manufacturing company, right?
Nope.
They don't have to create a certain number of jobs?
No.
Do they have to create any jobs?
No.
Well, they can't like close factories, could they?
Yeah. There's virtually no requirements in terms of job creation or anything other than simply being a manufacturer.
Huh.
What's that mean to your bank account? I don't know. I haven't seen your recent statement. But this tax break does mean that a lot of manufacturing workers pay a lot more in taxes than their bosses.
Let's say there's a business owner who owns a manufacturing company and has $3 million worth of income from that manufacturing company, he probably wouldn't pay any income tax at all on that $3 million, not a dime. But a worker working in his factory who earns between, say, $30,000 and $40,000 a year, that worker would pay probably around, on average, $1,000 in income tax. So the factory owner wouldn't pay anything on the income from that manufacturing, but the factory worker would pay.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. That's what Kristen put together over at Up North News. And one more thing that to close out the show that you'll find at Up North News, and that is our question of the week. We ask you for examples of your favorite Wisconsin dairy products. And I mean, that's wide open. It could just be a generic chocolate milk. It could be the cheese curds from a certain supper club. And so, Kirk, I don't know if either you want to talk about back when you had the restaurant or something else, but what when you say favorite Wisconsin dairy product, what's your go-to?
my head... You're usually the best at segues because you have a life in TV and my head is still ringing from hearing that a guy making $3 million doesn't pay any income tax, but his worker making 30 has to pay more. I can't really think about what my favorite cheese curds from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, right now when I'm red faced and sick to my stomach from what I just heard.
What I've done to you. I'm so sorry, but yeah,
it is.
And basically they're saying, you know, let them eat cake with ice cream, and ice cream is a perfectly fine thing to come. I have to say that I tried to narrow this down, but I can't. It's like choosing your favorite kid. So in no particular order, Nasonville Dairy. The cheese curds, the squeaky fresh ones on Highway 29, that little yellow building between Abbotsford and Curtis.
Yeah.
So good. But also there along 29 near Thorpe, Marietta Gouda. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, the big glass of chocolate milk right after my wife makes cookies.
The Altenburg Dairy on my way on Highway 10, when from growing up in Stevens Point, I would always go to Minneapolis to just see the big city. And there's always this Altenburg Dairy that had chocolate malts. And I don't even know if they're still around anymore, but I grew up wanting to stop every time we went to Minneapolis going there.
Best thing we got from Wisconsin cows is the ability to have ice cream and malts. All right, Kirk, thanks for joining us at the cabin this week, where an old-fashioned isn't just a beverage, it's how we like to talk to each other, and goodness knows we need more of that. So for Kristen Bry and Kirk Bangsted, I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll see you next time up north. Won't you let me die happy?